ladies and gentlemen, please welcome D-Tech Smith and Steve Mix. You are now entering
the MegaCast.
Ted, we're alive.
We're alive. We're excited, but I don't think we can match the excitement of last week pre-trip.
Oh my gosh! No, there's no chance in hell. It was fun being on the bus, the party bus. Shout out to Rich and Lion Pride Music. J-Max was like, "Oh, I listened to the episode because I saw it said prepping for PDX." And I was like, "I'm gonna listen to this and prep with those guys."
Yeah.
And he's like, "You got me more fired up because of it."
And shout out to the donkeys. We got Flip Cup in.
Yes. Yes, we did. And boy, did we put some let's get the heart racing, the blood pumping, and the brain
functioning.
Because I think we need it. And right. I decided to revert back to the old Migs theme because, well, this Sunday, your boy, Steve Migs, is in a last man. Why did I do this after a Portland trip? This is a bad idea. I should have. This is a very bad idea. My body is beat down. I'm tired. And this weekend, I'm going to have a battle between Pitfall Jones where we have to see who will be the last man standing, which means there will be weapons involved. And he's encouraging fans to bring VHS tapes because he wants video to kill the radio star.
Yeah.
Which is brilliant.
Yeah.
I give him credit. I'm bringing snakes and I might like rubber snakes and I think I'm going to staple them to him.
Rubber snakes?
Well, because he's Pitfall Jones. He's an Indiana Jones wannabe.
Oh, yeah. Are you going to smack him with one?
I'm going to beat him over the head with them first.
Yeah, that'll be.
And then staple him to his chest.
Oh. You going to get something stapled?
I don't want to.
I've had 12, Steve. Come on.
All right.
Get 12.
Get 12. Why don't we get 10 first?
All right.
And that's going to be happening on Sunday in Everett at the Normana Lodge. Just type in Without a Cause Wrestling on Facebook. 4 p.m. start. So if you're a Game of Thrones person, you'll be able to catch Game of Thrones after that. But like I said on the air this morning, why watch people getting killed by dragons when you can watch Steve Migs kill Pitfall Jones this Sunday?
Yeah.
At the Normana Lodge, brother.
Yeah.
You're the main event.
Are you?
I'm freaking out about that, to be
nice.
Honest with you.
What time?
Probably my mat. The show starts at 4. I'd imagine my
for the boozers out there, Steve. We're in the bar across the street.
There's a bar at the Normana Lodge.
Oh, my bad. I'll be there at 4.
Yeah. All right. Cool. I'll see you there. All right. Let's get 10. So this is the perfect song to play because it will be making its wrestling debut this Sunday when I beat Pitfall Jones.
I'm Steve Migs, and you stink.
All right, let's get 10.
Oh, boy. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Oh, that hurt.
Yeah, it did.
Bad idea to two arms and chest on the day of the MegaCast.
Yeah. Ironically, we both did the same lift workout this morning.
I even thought that as like I felt like I pulled my bicep because I was going a little too extreme. I got to get in shape, man. Big matches coming up in the near future for your boy Steve Migs.
Yeah, so you probably need to lift again heavy like Friday, keep the pump going.
Yeah, I probably
or
should.
Or Thursday.
And then I got to get a pump in on Sunday. You know, kind of get those arms inflated so I don't look super thin.
Yeah, do the what did Eaton used to tell us they used to do before football games?
Vicodins? I don't know.
The push-ups in a triangle.
Oh,
so
I
it
hate
like
those.
Tears up your triceps.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, man, you got to do those pre-game. Make sure your triceps show off.
The triceps are where it's at.
I think that might be my strongest muscle.
That's the one that Sid notices the first on my arms.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah, those new photos look dope.
Oh, the wrestling photos on my Instagram?
Yeah.
Thank you, man.
Yeah.
I was pretty excited. Even Sid was like, you're looking pretty buff in these pictures. I'm like, recognize.
Yeah, if I didn't know you, I'd almost say you look scary.
Oh, I guess I should
We're on the struggle bus today.
Yeah, I need the TED Talk thing there over there, big guy. Boom.
TED Talks, starring D-Tech Smith.
Oh, it's going to be a long one. That's what she said.
Right. So today, I'm back to a simple one, which is taking chances. Now, again, we've talked about taking small steps. Maybe we've made some improvements. Now we got to take the other chances that kind of make us nervous. You know what I mean? You know, like I always say, like talking to a chick or doing the right thing. I don't know.
Wrestling Pitfall Jones in the last man standing
right.
match.
Like, Steve legit looks a little nervous. Sorry, I've not been a good friend on this one the whole bus ride. I'm like, Steve, I'm still against this.
No, everybody is. My wife is. Well, she's partly against it because this match is happening on her birthday.
So, yeah, take chances. Make a memory. Make it last. Sure, it's your wife's birthday. This might be dangerous, but it doesn't matter because you'll never forget that last man standing match, Steve.
That's right. She has plenty more birthdays happening in the future.
Yeah, birthdays are abundant. Matches with Pitfall Jones, not so much.
One in a million. It's funny, though, I created a list. A lot of wrestlers do this. Unlike most wrestlers, I don't put it on social media just because I try and find that happy medium between going balls out on my wrestling stuff on social media and not. You know, I get that not everybody's a big wrestling fan.
I was going to say, you're in a tougher spot, too, because you're a radio person.
Right, which is tough because a lot of times they're like, hey, do a promo. And I'm like, I'm not going to be that guy that's like talking into a camera going, listen, brother, I'm coming for you. It just doesn't make sense. I'll make a fun promo or a different or unique promo, but I can't do the typical wrestling promo.
Yeah. Plus, that's what I'm saying. Like you said, like your audience is, no offense, it's not purely a wrestling audience.
No, but and luckily, though, the people who don't like wrestling are enjoying my journey because I think it's they're getting to see somebody who's always wanted to do something finally doing it, even though it's late in the game, per se, when it comes to wrestling. It's a young man's job or sport, and I'm definitely not that. But I, like many wrestlers, created like a wish list of guys I would like to wrestle maybe this year, maybe however long I wrestle for. And it's funny, dude. Pitfall is one of the guys I had in my list. He's one he's truly one of the best wrestlers in the Pacific Northwest. If I'm going to, you know, no kayfabe, brother. You know, I'm not going to be the local celebrity character and just be sincerely myself. And he's one of my favorites. He's great in the ring. He's just one of the best. And I think great things are going to happen with that guy. So he's on my list of guys I would love to wrestle, like my six.
All right.
And after that match, I've accomplished three of my six, and it's only May.
It's only May.
May.
All right, Timberlake.
It's kind of no. I'm not going to do that to people. All right, let's talk about our trip.
Yeah. I don't know. Where do we start? Also,
Flip Cup.
Well, before we get to Flip Cup, let's start with probably, you know, most of the donkeys didn't want to talk about it. Nobody wanted to admit it. But probably the manliest thing to happen all week was when I ripped the sleeves off that shirt, Steve.
That was, oh my, okay. Yeah, why don't we just start on the bus? The one weekend where it's 90 degrees, we have the bus that doesn't have air conditioning. Or it has air conditioning in the front, but it's not strong enough to kick all the way to the back.
And the windows don't open. The little hatch opens.
So typically, in Seattle, this bus is fine. Like, it's not an issue.
Not going to be an issue at all.
Today,
it wasn't an issue probably Sunday.
No, it wasn't at all. Actually, you had to close the hatch because it got too chilly.
It got too cold. You know, to brag, dog.
Yeah, that's how it is. But, and that night it was fine. But when we left, it was a scorcher.
Yeah.
So we're cooking.
Shout out to the daytime bartender at the Buffalo Wild Wings, if you will.
She was freaking awesome. She was awesome.
I highly
recommend going to Buffalo Wild Wings at the bar in Puyallup. There's a female that works, I think, almost every day, she said.
Yeah, I think, right. I think she said maybe she works Thursday nights, but she's usually date. I forgot. We should have remembered her name, but she was great.
I think something with a D.
All right.
Like Daniela or something. I don't know. D. She just called her D.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, go there. Say hi to her. Tell her that the Megacast loves her. KSW loves her.
Yeah.
She was awesome. She has no idea who we are, but we were cracking her up the whole time. It was fun, man. That was awesome.
And honestly, between me and you, like, that was one of the highlights of the trip. I had so much fun just because, like, it's Friday. I had the day off. Literally, like, we plopped out of this bar at, like, 11:30. Like, we'll take appetizers and a beer.
Yeah, and we got shrimp because it was National Shrimp Day.
Shrimp Day.
We crushed those. We crushed the beers. We crushed the wings. She was awesome. It was really cool. I mean, I'm like, legitimately, I think she said she works there almost every afternoon and then Thursday nights.
Yeah.
So we get some wings. Then we get back to my house. No, then we swing to Safeway.
Oh,
and Puyallup and Ted had a shocking revelation when it comes to Safeway on Friday afternoons.
Yeah, Steve and I were the only dudes in there. I mean, it was just women with babies.
Yes.
That was it. I was like, this is what they do. Like, and then if the woman didn't have a baby, she had the full order for like
the week's worth of groceries.
Yeah.
And what was her name? The lady
the
that we met.
Lady.
The Gatorade lady. So, because the lady came up to us and goes, have fun in Portland, boys. And I'm like, what? Who? She's like, oh, I listen every morning. And I'm like, oh. And she's like, I'm a Gatorade rep. I wish I would have known you guys were going to be here because I usually have a bunch of Gatorade stocked in my... I think she says that all the time. She probably never has Gatorade stocked in her vehicle.
She strikes me as somebody that has Gatorade in the vehicle.
Yeah. So then we went and bought some Powerade, and we're like, screw you. No, we're kidding. We ended up buying Gatorade just because we were afraid if we saw her later on as we're shopping, it would be an insult to her and her business.
And we did, and we did see her again.
Yes, we did.
So, right, so we go to the grocery store, run into a couple of guys there, so then we get back to...
Let's not also forget that at some point, Ted and I decided to have a joust with those...
Oh, I forgot about that.
Those foam... What are they called?
I used to call them wacky noodles.
Yeah, the wacky noodles.
I guess they're pool noodles now. Look, I keep it traditional. That's a wacky noodle, and that game is cornhole.
I agree with you on both. And mind you, we are not drunk. We had a beer or two.
I think Steve had one. I think I had two.
I had one. You had two.
Yeah.
I turn around, and Ted just hits me with a wacky noodle in the aisle where all the summer stuff is. So I'm like, oh, it's on. So I grab one and I hit him back. And then I realize we are surrounded by soccer moms. And we are these two morons just beating each other with wacky noodles.
Two adult bald dudes going to beat each other.
Oh, and quick rewind. I saved Ted from looking like a total jerk and a terrible tipper.
Oh, my goodness. I know. I wrote cash on the tip line. And
at B-dubs.
Yeah, and I had the cash out, but then I wrote cash and then put the cash back in my money clip.
And then I'm looking and I see it says cash on his receipt when I put my receipt down. And I look, I'm like, hey, Ted, I don't mean to sound like a jerk, but at no point do I see any cash on this table. And you were just like, what? And you look down, you're like, oh, my gosh, I put the tip back in my pocket.
You're very nice. You just go, hey, funny thing, you didn't leave the cash.
Yeah. Nice work, Ted.
Right, this is after
we're... Could you imagine if she went and, like, after we left and it just said cash?
Right, because we leave and we're like, you're great.
We love you.
So I'm going to stiff you.
Right. She's either going to think this guy stiffed me or the guys that just posted up at the bar also stole the money.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Or a coworker.
Yeah. All right, so we get back to Steve's, load up the bus, and a shocker, we had to wait for Munson.
Forever.
Everybody else showed up basically on time.
Yep. So and now, Munson pulls the, I'm 15 minutes away, and Ted was, you nailed it.
Yeah.
You said, he's not even 30 minutes away.
Yeah, I was like, that's my, and I, look, I get it. When he said 15, I was like, he's 30 minutes away.
Yeah.
So, right, so the bus
35
is.
35 minutes later.
The bus is cooking. We stop, where did we stop?
Ando's?
Is that the name of it?
The pot shop?
Yeah.
I think so. I don't have the, I think it was like A-N-D-O-S. Let's see.
So
Uncle Ando's World of Weed opens in Centralia. Yep.
Yeah. So we stopped down there, and then also we went into a Bass Pro Shop.
Yes.
Right?
Which we went to Cabela's.
Was it a Cabela's?
It's a Cabela's, but I think they must have bought Bass Pro Shop because I bought a Bass Pro Shop trucker cap for $4.
I thought it was a Cabela's too, but then I bought a shirt that said Bass Pro Shop.
Yeah, they had, because J-Mac got a Cabela's hat. I think they're in cahoots with each other.
Oh. Well, those stores are amazing. I've never been in one.
It's like a jungle. You walk in there, and they have all these fake animals. It was freaking rad.
So everybody on the donkeys basically has tank tops. I own no tank tops.
We all started with T-shirts, but the bus was so warm that we all opened up our bags and just took our shirts off and put on tank tops. It was just too warm.
Right. So before we get to Cabela's, I'm just shirtless because I'm like, it's too hot.
It was awesome. That was pretty gangster. Right? Ted's in the back of the bus just shirtless.
Yeah. So I'm going to get a tank top at Cabela's. They don't sell tank tops to my shock.
They had female tank tops.
Yeah.
We couldn't find a single tank top for dudes.
No, I could find a full ghillie suit.
You could find many guns.
Right. There was a steelhead in there.
Yeah.
So then on the bus, I get on the bus and I'm like, nobody has a knife. Then I try with the keys. That's not going to work. And eventually, just bare hand, ripped those sleeves off.
And it looked great because it looked like a man who ripped the sleeves off.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
I was so excited. I've been bragging about that. And the people were like, yeah, dude, you can just rip them off. Like, yeah, well, I wasn't aware of that.
I wasn't either.
Yeah, I was like, it felt really cool.
Bus ride was fun. Yeah, shout out to Ando's again. They hooked us up with a bunch of cool stuff, and that was really cool of Levi to arrange that ahead of time. Uncle Ando's World of Weed in Centralia.
Super nice shop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really nice.
Yeah, big.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good stuff. I'm trying to think of anything else that happened on the drive there. I think after that, it was just straight on off to Portland, Oregon.
Yeah.
Get to Airbnb. The Airbnb was fantastic.
That's ideal for a group like us.
Yeah. If you ever are going to stay in Portland, just type in Airbnb party house. Yeah. And I bet that house will pop up.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing, right? Like, I don't know. If you're going on a romantic get, I mean, I don't know. That house was fine to me.
It was fine for me. Sid would not have been happy there.
No.
But like, it's, you know, it wasn't perfect.
Right. But there's a hot tub. The table had some rough edges on it. It was a table that, like, you play drinking games on.
It was meant for flip cup. Well, not really.
Not really, because it was rounded.
It was rounded.
Yeah.
That took me a minute to get comfortable in.
Yeah. So then on Saturday, right. So Friday night's crazy. Wait, I don't even remember what time we got back. It was late.
We got back after closing time. I mean, we were at the bars until last call and get the F out moment. And then we get on the bus, and our place was about, I don't know, what would we say? It was like a little bit south of the downtown. So it was maybe about 20, 25 minutes from downtown. No, 20 minutes.
20 minutes. Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
Yeah, so 20 minutes from downtown. So we probably didn't get home until close to 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. And then we just continued. Then Ted hit up the hot tub.
I did. I had to use the hot tub, which was pretty fun. And then, so then the next day we get up, and everybody wants to play that game, horse. There was breakfast burritos ordered. Me and Steve, one other guy, did not play the horse game.
Right.
So then we were in the hot tub.
Yeah.
And that progressed to Steve.
And that guy woke up with the air mattress that he was sleeping on, half deflated. So, like, the bottom half of his body was still up in the air. But his head was, like, nosediving into the floor because of the damn air mattress. I couldn't laugh. I was like, this sums up our trip. He had no idea until he woke up, and he thought he was, like, sleeping on a hammock. So he didn't even notice.
Yeah. Well, that was the other thing. Everybody crashed out on all these air mattresses together. Like, I got a bed.
Yeah. Yeah. It was great.
It was awesome.
I think the only two people who shared a bed was Munson and Jay.
That adds up.
And that's just how it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, the breakfast burritos showed up. I forget who ordered that. Genius move. Mm-hmm. Steve got in the hot tub, ate his burrito, and I was like, I'm going to get out to eat mine. Then our other buddy ate his. But the bottom line is, I'm now a burrito in the hot tub guy.
Yeah.
The most careful burrito I've ever eaten in my life.
It was funny because I think I talked to like a bartender later on that night. She was asking like, what have we been up to, this, that, and the other thing. I'm like, to sum it up for you, we ate a burrito in a hot tub today, and I thought for sure she was going to be like, you guys are weird. And she's like, that sounds amazing. I was like, I've never been more focused on eating food and enjoying every bite than I was eating this burrito.
Yeah, you literally had to eat it slow.
You didn't want it to fall into the hot tub.
No, and like, I was so careful how I peeled it and this and that. Also, on the low, those breakfast burritos were awesome.
Yes. I don't even know where we got them.
Either do I. Somebody was just ordering them.
Yeah, and they were amazing.
Yeah.
So then we spent Saturday playing Flip Cup all afternoon, and I don't even know how many beers we crushed. I think the table had maybe 40 or 50 beers on it.
Yeah, right, because it started with a beer per game, then it was like two beers per game, and then by the time
we had three beers per game.
Yeah, we had everybody going. It's like, oh, good Lord.
And we were being a little heavy-handed in the amount. It wasn't like a one gulper. It was like a couple gulps just to put that beer down. And like, yeah, I mean, I started filling it relatively quick. That burrito filled my stomach up, but not enough. And I'm like, damn, dude, I'm going to get too wasted. I'm not going to be able to last the whole night. So it's like, oh, well, I guess I'm just going to power through it. And then we were trying also to get Ted very drunk so that he would make bad decisions and decide not to get on his train to come back and play soccer.
Right. It almost worked.
Oh, I felt like we had it, and then you just shut it down.
Yeah, like an hour beforehand, I just shut it down, woke up Rich. I was like, hey, we got to get moving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How close were you to that day?
Yeah, I in the back of my head, like, Flip Cup was fun, but I was like, I was keeping an eye on it. Like, all right, but I won't lie. When I got to the train station, I only had like 10 minutes to spare.
We were hoping you'd miss the train.
Yeah. And once I left you guys, it kind of dawned on me, like, I'm a little bit drunker than I think. But now I've separated from the crew. So now it's just me.
Some random drunk guy.
Yeah. And like, I held it together, but I was very cautious.
Yeah.
Like, I got on the train, just kind of sat down. The train, by the way, is 100% awesome. It's so great.
Yeah.
So then,
air conditioning.
Yes. Nice. So when it starts moving, you can stand up and go to the bar car if you want,
uh-huh.
or the cafe car.
Yeah.
So it's funny. Like, I kind of get in there, just kind of throw my stuff down, sit down. The guy checks my ticket. We start moving, and I stand up, and the old lady behind me, we make eye contact over the seat because I'm kind of holding my luggage. She goes, "Hey, there's a thing in the back of our car that you could stack your luggage in. And then if you go two more cars down, is the bar car." I was just like, thank you.
Perfect.
She read it dead on.
That's badass.
Isn't it?
Where are we at on time? You know what? Just take a quick break.
Yeah.
When we come back, I'll tell you what you missed.
All right.
I shared a few of these things on the Migscast, so apologies. Yeah. But I think it's a different perspective, and it'll be fun to hear Ted's reaction to some of the... You missed out on a full-on listener party.
Oh, yeah. I heard.
Yeah.
I mean, a little bit.
Yeah. Running to random listeners. I do want to apologize. I read the message, and I completely meant to write them back. And I even did the unread thing on my Facebook to be like, okay, I'll write the guy back.
So you go back at... Yeah.
And I never did because we just got too wasted. But Eric, who messaged me, we talked about him last week. He's a guy that went to Defy Wrestling. He lives in Portland now. We were right with his lady's name is Jessica. He's like, oh, let me know if you guys are coming to Portland. I'll find you guys. Sorry.
Yeah.
Completely sorry. Honestly, once we got on the bus, reality just stopped.
And it's such a world. That's what I'm explaining. Like, Steve's right. Like, that was intense flip cuff. And then, like, I just was like, shut it down. Like, all right, I got to go to the train station.
Yeah. It was insane. So, yeah, I ran into some guys. They were coked out of their mind. That was pretty funny. So we'll talk about that when the Megacast or the Mixcast or the podcast. I don't know. What are we doing right now, Ted?
I think it's a Mixcast.
It's a little
Oh, my God. No, it's a Megacast.
It's like, wow.
Jesus, man.
Am I talking too much?
No, I don't know, man. I'm hungry, Steve.
All right, we'll make it quick, and then we'll go get lunch. The Megacast or the Mixcast. We'll be back. Ted Smith, too.
Steve and Ted need to pound a cup of coffee and wake up. The Megacast will return.
Chevy Suburban and Toyota Sequoia. Now get ready for the biggest SUV ever, the Fordzilla. No problem transporting the whole team to the football game. This thing is huge. It's perfect for families like the Duggars who just keep having kids. Seats 23 comfortably. The Fordzilla is so big, it even has its own Starbucks.
I've got a grande java chip double espresso for mom.
Forget about fitting it into your garage. It'll barely fit in your driveway. The Fordzilla. Because 8 kids is a lot, but 19 kids is, well, you do the math.
Okay. I need to stop thinking about Ted and his sweet gold chain. The Megacast is back.
All right, we are back. The podcast. It's good to be back.
Greatest podcast in all the land.
That's right. It's Cobb here. So what you missed? You missed Topgolf.
I did. All right, so that's what we did, right? I hopped off on the train station with the odd drunk guy on the train.
Yes.
You guys went to Topgolf.
We went on over to Hillsboro, Oregon, and that place is a mecca. It's incredible.
Yeah.
But
I wanted to go.
I had to be completely honest. That place is somewhere I will never go again.
Really?
It's just not my thing. I'm not a golfer.
No, I mean, I kind of quit golf like 5 years ago, but everybody tells me that Topgolf's just fun to hang at.
It is.
But it's kind of like hanging at a bowling alley after a while.
That is exactly. Even Sid was like, well, what is it like? I'm like, it's like a bowling alley. It's fun. But like you can only have six, like we rented out a pod and you can only have 6 people playing. So we had our buddy Lacasse. I don't know if you ever met him before. He was a donkey. He lives in Oregon now.
All right.
He met up with us. It was funny because we kept trying to get him to stay and hang with us. He's like, absolutely not. And we're like, why? He's like, I just had a kid. My wife is waiting for me. Even if I'm even 5 minutes late, she's going to kill me because it's Mother's Day weekend. I can't just what if we just steal you away and we get you wasted? He's like, no, this is not going to happen. So we finally had so we got let down by 2 of our
donkeys. I was about
donkeys.
To say, damn, man, I heard this speech too.
Right, we were 0 for 2.
What if we just kidnap you?
Right, we could not keep our friends with us. Well, anyway, see, so it was like,
hey, look, in our defense, I didn't actually have to coach. He didn't actually have to play.
Yeah, that's true.
The guys who actually play the game still stayed the whole weekend. I'm like, dude, I wasn't coaching. I left early.
It's a player's mentality, man. We're there till the final drop of that puck. It's fun, man, but it is so much like a bowling alley. And like, I wasn't playing at all. I can't swing a golf club if my life depended on it, so I didn't even try. I
was, and it's like Lucky Strike, right? Like a high-end bowling alley?
Yeah. So it's a driving range. You just hit the ball, and you see how far it goes, or you have certain places that you're trying to hit it in, some closer, some further, and you get points for that. It's like bowling, right, but golf. So after a while, like after about an hour, I'm like, I'm freaking done here. Luckily, food came, and I had awesome chicken and waffle sliders.
Ooh.
They were so good.
Yeah.
But eventually, I got more entertained by watching the three people that were at the pod next to us. It was a guy and these two women, and they were all S-faced. Almost cursed.
Oh, nice.
And the one woman was so drunk, she could not hit the ball if her life depended on it. She's winding up missing fully, and her friend is dying. And I'm like, why are you laughing so much? She's like, watch my friend. And so I start watching her friend, and she just can't even see straight. Like, honestly, I don't even think she could kick the ball and hit it. It was hilarious.
I like that we played all that flip cup. You guys drank beers on the way over, but there were still people that showed up much more wasted.
Way more wasted.
Yeah.
It was great, man. So that was fun. But after a while, like, we finally hit a point where we're like, okay, let's just get out of here. It's, you know, and then we went and got dinner.
You guys probably went to Topgolf and made it home before I made it home.
We got back to our place maybe close to 6-ish.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we stopped at the store, tidied up, all that stuff. Munson put on a collared shirt.
Classy.
It worked. If you remember, the night before, Munson tried to get into a bar, and they shot him down. They said, you're too drunk.
Which was weird, because when you guys left, like, he was drunk, but he didn't.
That's right. You stayed on the bus.
Yeah. I just stayed on the bus because I was like, I'm going to chug beers and smoke weed. He didn't seem right. And when he came back, he wasn't like belligerent drunk. He was just kind of like, oh, man, the bouncer wouldn't let me in.
I think the problem was he was the first in line. Of the four of us or five of us that were still going to the bars, and he was just having a difficult time handing his ID over, and the guy's just like, nah, I can't let you in.
And he just kind of looks wasted sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
So, and that sobered the rest of us up. Like, we're like, here's our ID. We're sober. You know? But so the next night, he's like, I'm not going to get denied. I'm going to wear a collared shirt, because a collared shirt means that you're professional and you're sober. And it worked. He got into everywhere we went.
Yeah, my buddy Will, he has a friend like that just kind of looks drunk. So, like, after their wedding, like, back at this giant hotel, like, I don't know how, but he got cut off.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, there was people, like, stumbling around, and the bartenders were like, not that guy. Like, right? Because he just looks drunker than her. And it's like, he's not, but he just looks wasted.
Then it was, we headed over to get some steak dinners.
Yeah, okay. Shout out to the Steak Bites.
That's a good place to get some filet mignons for a cheap price and some steak dinners. And it just turned out to be a giant KISW listener party, Ted. You missed out.
Wild.
It was a bunch of people who listened at the station. It was nothing funnier than, like, as you're trying to eat, you hear, Migs! Migs! I'm like, nah, it can't be. I look over, there's like four dudes like, yeah! Losing their minds. Then for the rest of the time, they're not even paying attention to the waitresses. And all they do is just watching me and yelling at me. And I'm like, yeah, guys. Yeah. Like, this is kind of awkward now. Like, maybe you should focus on people delivering you your steaks.
Yeah, right?
Met some other dudes while we parked outside of a parking lot. They were walking out of the woods. Find out, when they're walking into the woods, we're like, what the hell are these guys doing? It's like five
taking
or six
a leak?
Of them. Yeah. So I get out because I'm just cooking in that party bus. And I'm like, I got to get some fresh air. I'm getting nauseous. We've been drinking all day. I was like, I'm going to fade. If I stay in here, it's too warm. So I want to get some. Yeah.
Yeah, you're just going to fall asleep.
Exactly. So I get out, get some fresh air. One of the guys shows up, and then he's like all about the bus, and he's asking questions. I'm like, I'm not going to let you on. But I'll answer any questions you want, because just that's our rule. No dudes come on the bus.
Right.
Chicks, whatever. I don't care. But dudes, you just don't know if they're drunk and belligerent and violent. Not worth the headache. Violent. He looks at me and goes, are you Steve? I'm like, yeah. Oh, yes. I'm like, all right, man. Cool to meet you. And he goes, yeah. We're all doing some coke in the woods. You want a bump? I'm like, no, I'm good. Now his buddies come out, and he's like, this is Steve from KSW. And their eyes are bugging already. You could tell they are coked out of their mind.
Yeah.
And now it's like as if they just saw, like, I don't know, a unicorn. Because now they're like, what? And they won't stop yelling and they're dancing. Like, they're just pumped and nice guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were totally nice guys. But I'm like, you are all on a different level than me. They're like, what are you up to? I'm like, we're just kind of ramping up. Us too. I'm like, no, you guys have just jumped the ramp.
Right.
You're gone.
You're on the landing ramp.
Yeah. So then I go on the bus again. They're like, what the hell was going on over there? I'm like, oh, guys are listeners. They're like, well, what? I'm like, I know what they're doing in the woods now. They're like, what? They're doing cocaine. So now for the rest of the night, we're like, whenever anyone was fading, like, you want to go hit the woods and find the coke bear? Because we created this scenario.
There's a bear out
there's
there.
There's a grizzly bear selling coke.
Handing out 8-balls.
Yes. But it was pretty funny, man. It was
How many grams do you need? Need a bump? I have cocaine infused honey. We also have some mushrooms if you need them.
I'd go visit Mushroom Bear.
Mushroom Bear would be awesome. I'd hug the F out of Mushroom Bear. Or Molly Bear.
You just be careful, because he's still a bear.
Let me rub your back. No!
No!
Not with those claws!
I love psychedelics, but I'll rip your face off. I'm a bear.
I'm going to treat you like a little thing of honey,
right? It's like the weird ending of Mice and Men.
What was his name?
Lenny.
Lenny. Lenny. Lenny the Coke Bear.
You want some acid? I'm tripping my bear balls off. There's only one rule. Never wake up, Coke Bear.
And the other rule is not start any forest fires. Oh, my God.
Coke dude. Bear couldn't be here. I'm Coke Eeyore.
Coke Eeyore, he's sad.
He's still sad. He hasn't changed a bit.
It doesn't even affect him. He doesn't sell it. He does Molly, and he's on the come down.
Right?
Eeyore. I feel like Tigger would be the ultimate the Coke Tiger.
We could not hang out with him, dude.
What do you need?
It'd be too much.
Let's go!
How many have you stacked? Tigger? Tigger.
I want to see some breasts.
Tiggers do coke. It's what Tiggers do. Shout out to my old dog, Tigger.
Steve, you remember me? I hit on your wife when you came and visited me at Disneyland. Yeah, I remember.
She's a fine piece of ass. Where's that coke?
F you, Tigger.
Right, Tigger. Yo, my man. I need you to back off.
I'm trying to think of anything else that happened while we were... Oh, man, what else did you miss?
How was the ride back on Sunday?
Oh, slow motion.
Yeah, that's why I was kind of effing with you guys.
Yeah, we were struggling, man. It was fine, though. You know, stopped, got some burgers, got myself a fat peanut butter shake at some burger place in Kalama.
Did you stop? Wait a minute. Did you stop at Burgerville?
Yes.
Yeah, Burgerville's dope, dude.
The burgers were fantastic.
Yeah, that's like Oregon's like In-N-Out or Dick's.
It was just like a little shop, right?
Yeah, there's a few of them, though.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's when we left Burning Man, we drove through the night, and when we made it to Oregon, that was the first like
hot... pretty sure it was called Burgerville.
Yeah, we stopped at a Burgerville, and that was like, it was like heaven. They had a toilet that flushed.
Yep.
And Cobb and I walked in there looking like we just lived in the desert for a week. And then I remember we ate those burgers just like so good.
It was the best burger I've had in forever. And the peanut butter shake, like I said, I mean, I've never been happier to have a peanut. I was like, you know what? I don't even care. Typically, I watch like what I put in my body.
Yeah.
And like, I know shakes are just way too many calories and it's not worth it. But I was like, I don't give an F. I need it. I deserve it. I've earned it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I was kind of effing with you guys, right? So now I've slept. Don't get me wrong. I'm still hungover on Sunday when I get up for the game.
Right, because I want to hear your word. So you get home on Saturday. You take it easy Saturday night, I'd imagine.
I was supposed to.
Oh, Ted.
But, I mean, I was still in bed by like 11:15, 11:30.
Okay, that's not bad.
That's not bad. But, yeah.
So we're texting you in the middle of the night.
Right, so I was asleep when I got all those texts.
It was a concerted effort to make sure we text a lot, to make sure Ted feels bad about missing out on all the fun.
And I liked it.
Yeah.
Heaney had the best one. Something like, I would hate to hit him. Hate to miss a night like this.
It's the best night ever.
So I get up the next morning. I will say, I am not the oldest guy on my team, but I'm the proper old guy. Like some people just kind of kick a ball around to warm up. I'm like doing calisthenics just because the one week I didn't, I feel like I almost ripped my quad off my leg.
Okay.
So I do that, get a sweat going. We only had to play one game, so it's good. But now that I've sweated it all out, like, I'm back. So now I'm texting the boys pictures, like, you guys up?
Yeah.
And then I went to a bar and had, like, four beers. Like, what's up, peace?
Yeah. You wusses.
Yeah, nil-nil draw. I was offsides twice.
Oh, dead.
I know.
How was the post? Because you were more about the post-game barbecue.
Yeah, so we didn't have two games, so I kind of skipped a little cookout, but then me and three of the people, one dude, two girls from my team, went to Nine Pound Hammer. We were playing in Georgetown.
Okay.
So we went over there to get beers. I don't know anybody in this league. Nobody knows me, right? So it's a lot of very smart people. Point I'm getting to, and I talk about this.
Soccer players.
I got, well, no, it's not that. It's just Steve. I realize, like, I'm the bro of our team.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yes.
You're the beer chugging party guy.
Yeah, because like one guy got there first, and I was like, yeah, man, I was on a party bus Friday night. So then this other girl shows, and she's like, my stomach really hurts, and it's because of this new drug. And I kind of
like, suck it up, crush a beer.
Right? And it's like, don't say that. And then I was like, oh, you said new drug. I thought it was like a party drug, or like you had a wild night. And he goes, not everybody was on a party bus Friday, Ted. And I was like, oh.
Not everybody's an immature adult, Ted.
No, I'm just broing out.
Yeah. You're Broseph J. Brody over there.
It's unbelievable. Because on the bus, I'm like, I'm not that big of a bro. But then putting me with just normal people that
right.
work in tech companies and this and that. It's like, yeah, we got a bro on our team.
There's one guy, he's got a beard, so he's crushing beers.
Right?
He goes on party buses.
Yeah, the one dude had two beers. The two girls literally had a beer apiece. Steve, I had four Rainier tall boys.
It is funny, like, we now just nonchalantly talk about this party bus, but not everybody, like, whenever we mention it to someone even in Portland, they're like, what are you guys doing? Like, oh, we took a party bus here. We took a what?
Yeah, I forget. We do it so often now. Right. Like, I forget. This isn't normal.
And that's funny because I was, like, listening to Spittin' Chicklets, and they were talking to one of the guys, this guy Ned. He played in the hockey, and they were – I'll have to try and find his name because –
The RV's not a bad idea either way.
RV's not a bad call either. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ned Havern, and he was on Spittin' Chicklets, the hockey podcast. And they're talking about, like, Jens. I think Brandon Jens one NHL player makes $7 million a year, right?
All right.
One time they were all going to go somewhere, and he's like, you know what? Why don't I just get the private jet? I'll just get us a private jet. And we're like, all right. And then they were talking about how, like, it's like, and I'm listening, I'm like, that is just insane that they could just get a private jet instead of driving somewhere, and they just took a private jet. And I'm like, and they would be like, yeah, we got this one guy that gets, he's got the hookup for us. Like, but he's still part of the boys. And I'm like, we are like the low budget, low rent version of that.
Yeah.
We've got the hookup on a party bus. So we get the party bus. It's not a private jet, but it sure as hell better than driving.
Oh, and especially, like, we were in traffic for a while getting to Portland. But right, when you're in a party bus drinking beer, it's like, it's the best way to be stuck in traffic ever.
So at first I'm like, God, it must be nice. And I'm like, well, minus like it looking like not flying in the air in a private jet that's like high end and all that, we're doing the same thing. We're sitting with our homies, traveling somewhere, not having to worry about having to actually commute and just getting wasted together.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's our private.
It was solid.
It's our own private jet
on wheels.
All right, why don't we get out of here? I want to edit this up. I'm hurting.
Yeah.
I want to get some lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll be back next week.
Yeah. I mean, probably hurting. I'm going to be hurting for a different reason. Physically hurting.
You'll be physically hurting, but that'll be interesting to hear how you survive.
I am so happy. We actually have Monday off, and I think now we have Tuesday. Sadly, I'm not happy. The reason being, we already had Monday planned off, which I forgot. Right. And I'm like, this is timing out great. I don't have to show up to work. Like, who knows? I might have, you know, black eye or cuts or whatever. You know, it's going to be ridiculous. And I don't feel like hobbling into work that day, getting up early. And then, sadly, someone in BJ's family or a friend of a family member passed away in Boston. So he's flying back, and he has to fly back on Tuesday. So now we have Monday and Tuesday off of next week.
All right.
I think I'm still going to mix cast, though.
You know, nice.
Yeah, why not?
I'm still going to the podcast.
I appreciate you. You have the day off, and you still showed up today.
Well, I'm working, Steve. Working hard.
All right. Well, good job working, Ted.
Thanks, Steve.
Yeah. All right. Well, tell the boss you were here working.
He saw me.
I bet you made it a point to walk by his office.
It just looked out. He was like, hey. And I was like, hey. He goes, how you doing? I was like, I'm great.
I'm here working.
We're working.
Getting in my work. This doesn't count as a vacation day, boss. Follow us on Twitter @TheMegaCast. We'll be back next week.
Yeah, man.
Oh, and go Donkeys.